Now it's time to meet the family at MetroWeather. Hello, Father Pagano.
Well, hello there, Father Marshall. How are you?
I'm okay. Just okay. My Mevo camera is not functioning properly. I hate when you pay so much money for a product, and every once in a while they have updates, and then it doesn't work, and then you got to – it's why don't you just leave things alone?
Right.
Just leave things alone.
I mean, see, that's another thing. Say what you want about Apple, but Apple, a lot of people say, well, you know, you don't get viruses with Apple. Gee, you don't, because they are constantly updating their operating system and everything else, and there's never a problem. Most of the time, it's updated and you don't even know about it and nothing is touched. So I guess there's a ways to go for everybody else to learn from them. But in the meantime, scattered showers, I think for the most part, are kind of finished today. It'll turn partly cloudy. We'll be in the low 80s, and then tonight we sink into the mid 50s. Partly sunny on Friday, low 80s. Sunny, low 80s Saturday and Sunday. Sun, some clouds, and highs in the lower 80s. We are looking at a very, very nice weekend. Thank heavens for that. We have 100 people coming to the annual 21st Lake Dance Saturday. It'll be the first time in a new place, and it'll be the last time because the place has been sold, and they're going to knock it down and put up a Holiday Inn. So after finding this place after 20 years, we get 1 year in it, and then we're on our search to find another place. So what can I tell you? But I have something to read to you this morning that I think you will find, and our listeners will find this, immensely interesting. We do long-range forecasting. I have been blessed to have been taught long-range forecasting by the late Dr. Irving Crick. And he was just an absolute marvel when it came to this. A lot of people just poo-pooed him way back when he first started because no one believed in long-range forecasting, especially a year in advance. Well, in 1942, he was commissioned from 1942 to 1945 by the military to develop and operate weather services for the U.S. forces and later the Allied forces in Europe. In early June of 42, while in D.C., our unit, meaning Dr. Crick's unit, warned the Army intelligence that an attack was imminent on Dutch Harbor and points in the Aleutians. This would come behind a cold front, which our reconnaissance aircraft couldn't penetrate, so we would have no surveillance. On the basis of this prediction, long range, folks, General Marshall rushed reinforcements to Alaska by air. The Japanese attack came on the date specified by our forecast and was repulsed. This event helped establish our credibility at the top U.S. military decision-making levels, leading to a complete adoption of our techniques to the end of the war. Interestingly enough, in June of 1944, successful forecast for the invasion of Normandy and subsequently for all Allied air and ground forces in Europe till the war was over in May of 1945. And I bring this to you on this, the anniversary of Normandy.
And I was speaking about this with Mike Kazi. On this day, on my Facebook page, I always post a picture, which is, to me, one of the most chilling pictures that you can imagine. And that is the picture of those troop carriers opening up and the troops going out into the water, invading Normandy.
Right.
It is by far the single most amazing photograph to show the courage of those soldiers in those landing barges. Absolutely. You just can't imagine what they were thinking before that front ramp went down, and then they had to go run out into the water.
Yeah, I mean, scary. And again, here's Dr. Crick and his forecast helping helping the military and all the Allied forces, you know, work around the weather. And of course, his predictions were right on. I remember, and I could grab that too, but I do remember when there was going to be a visit by the Pope to Los Angeles. They contact him. I think it was Pope John the 23rd. I'll look into that. But they contacted him because they heard about him. And they said, would you be able to give us a year in advance an outlook for when the Pope gets in L.A.? And Dr. Crick wrote back and said, our long-range forecast indicate that it is going to be very hot, you know, in the 90s. And, of course, a year later, the Pope came to L.A. It was in the 90s. And the Vatican wrote back to Dr. Crick, thanked him for his accuracy and the forecast. So this man was truly a scholar. And I told you, his weather service lives on. Comes out of Pennsylvania. I don't know what they call it. But it lives on, and it's still doing long-range forecasting for retailing and, you know, crops and stuff like that. And they're doing very well because they're using his method.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know, and you look at weather forecasting in war. How about the Battle of the Bulge? We had we couldn't get our airlines, our airlines, our fighter jets in the air to support the guys in the Battle of the Bulge when the Germans were trying to break through and re-enfranchise themselves to possible victory in World War II. And it wasn't a forecaster, but the late General George Patton called in the chaplain and told him he wanted a damn good prayer to the heavens so the skies would clear so they'd get air support. And the next morning, yeah, against all odds, the skies cleared. Air support was given, and the Germans were thrown back. And that is history. Weather plays an important history part in history, I tell you, whether it's war or peacetime.
Right, you're absolutely right. I don't know whether or not they contacted him. I don't recall seeing that. But, you know, yesterday when I was getting the information out, I'll tell you quickly, I grabbed the folder, and I'm looking through all the correspondence and all the letters, you know, back and forth from Dr. Crick, and I kind of felt sad because he was just a brilliant man to talk to. I would spend hours on the phone, and back then it was not toll-free. If you called from New York to California, you would charge minutes. Remember that, Marshall?
Oh, yeah, not only, yeah, the days of what we have now are, I just remember back when the internet started and you used to hook up to AOL. And right. people got their first month's phone bill. It was like $600.
Right, exactly.
It was that way back then. It was that way back then. It was very expensive. Very expensive to make long distance calls.
I look at it. It was all worthwhile. Cost a lot of money, but it was worthwhile knowing this man. That's for sure.
Well, it's great that you could give testimony to him, not only on a successful long range forecast that you do, but also on a day like today, the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have a great day because it is going to turn out nice. And how about we wrap this all up tomorrow?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care, Pat. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.